We are the 22nd of April and we're 2021. There's many things in my heart, many strong desires. And, you know, the more I think about the desire God puts in my heart, the more I'm fully persuaded of them, that what God has promised He is able to perform also, because we know that God is able and God is willing. You know, God is really able to do everything in His scriptures, the things that He's promised, the things that He's declared, the things that He's promised to us through words of prophecies or spoken words or just little words that He's put in our hearts, that revelation that He puts in our hearts of what He wants for us and what He's planned for us, they will absolutely come to pass. We just need to be fully persuaded. We just need to get our minds in alignment and agreement with what God says. We need to go with the narratives of God rather than believe the negatives and the narratives of this world. You know, God wants all His people to enjoy this life, and God has a plan of success for all those that look to Him. See, it's God's heart for you to have a successful journey through this life, and He wants you to have a powerful impact and influence on others in this world. And you do that by shining as lights in this world, by opening your mouth, by doing the things that God is showing you to do, by being led by the Spirit of God. And God has a plan for you, and He gives to us His desires, and He gives to us vision, and He gives to us goals to aim at. See, there's many millions of people just go through life one day to the next. They got no direction, no major goals, nothing in front of them. And they just let life happen to them. And they become oppressed. They become depressed. They have no hope. But our God is a God of hope. You know, we got the hope. We know that we're going to be gathered in the clouds to meet Jesus Christ face to face. And we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We got such a life to live. And no matter what's going on in the world, we have joy and peace and believe in every day these great and precious promises of who we are in Christ and what we have in Christ. See, there is a saying, the two greatest days in a person's life are the days they were born and the days they discovered why. You know, we are born into this world and then we're born again to live. And when we discover our purpose, when we know the direction, then we can put our whole heart, mind, faith and confession into that. One of the greatest things we need to know is our purpose. We need to know what it is God wants me to do. Once we become clear on our purpose, we can start getting direction. See, it's a good thing that I practice and I do, and I write down my goals. I write down my major goals and I keep it before God and me daily. I think those things. I dwell on those things. I meditate upon those things. For example, my major goal is to move God's word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe and wherever God wants me to go, to encourage His people, to reach out to those that are lost. This is my burning desire, to make known God and His power and to help other people really move with God and be successful. Before I wasn't successful, before I became born again, I wasn't being successful in my life. I didn't have wisdom, I didn't have the knowledge, and I didn't have understanding. But now God is able to supply to me that wisdom, that knowledge, that revelation in Jesus Christ. He gives me wisdom to move. He gives me His words to declare. Rather than declaring what we've learned in this world and what we hear around us on a daily basis or what we hear on the news, we can now hear directly from the Father through the Spirit of God in us. We're connected to the Most High God, the creators of the heavens and the earth. We're directly connected, and that's the biggest connection we can have. So a good question to ask ourselves is, what is my burning desire in life? See, God has placed in each and every believer's heart His desires, His dreams. It's when we get clear on what it is we desire and want and what God wants, then we can take those desires before God. You know, I'll ask you a question. What is your desire? What has God put in your heart? What do you desire to do? What's your major goals? What's your purpose? And if you know, or you've got an idea about what you want to do with God or what He's put in your heart to do, I would really, really encourage you to write it down. You know, commit it to paper. It's very powerful when we do that. And there's a great example of this in Habakkuk 2, verses 2 to 4. It says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may runneth that readeth it." Verse 3, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." So it's the just. We're the just. We're righteous. And we live by faith. Faith is the things that we can't see in the senses realm. But we believe the words that are spoken to us, and we can see it in the spiritual realm. So that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, it's impossible to please God without faith. And we believe God, the words that he speaks, the words that he has written down, the words that he gives in lifetime when he's energizing someone to deliver forth his message. And when we receive that with faith, and then we take it to our heart and do it, you know, we make up our mind, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this unto God with all my heart, then we will start to see God's blessings manifest in front of us. You know, and our words are very powerful. What we say with our mouth and believing in our heart will change the course of our life. You can change your world that you're living in right now by what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth. And we know that the word of God and the words from God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces through everything, and it knows the intentions of your heart. So when we truly believe what God says, when we truly say what God says, we will see a manifestation of the power of God in those areas of our life, that we believe God, that we confess God, and that we move with God. So my major goals, I've written my major goals down, and I just read you like five things that I've written down. And this is something that's helped me. It's not something that you have to do, but it's something that I do, and I remind myself of these things. I put it on a little card that I can read and remind myself, and I say these things, I declare these out of my mouth, that it's already a done deal. See, we call the end result. We don't say it's going to happen. It's happened. And we set our minds that way. You know, we say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in heart, but we believe the things that we sayeth, that they're going to come to pass. We'll have whatsoever we sayeth. So the authority of your words is very powerful. You know, and God gives to a man that's good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. God has given us his wisdom through the words that are being spoken. The words that Jesus Christ spoke was God's wisdom, God's logic. And we now take that logic and we use that logic for our benefit and for the benefit of others. We declare what God says. Five of my major goals that I've written down, and I put it on a card. And I put my desire, my vision, my goal. And then I put Habakkuk 2, verses 2 to 4. And the first one is to move God's word in all of the UK and Europe and the world. 2, to receive ready-to-go labourers, those people that are hungry. I want to work with the serious people, those that really are ready to go for God, that are ready and willing to receive the words that we speak as the words of God, like they did in Thessalonica. I want to acquire all the necessary resources to accomplish the goals and goal that God has given me. I know by doing that, I need finances. Finances is a necessity for any minister of God, any believer of God, to move God's word, to travel, to be with people, to live. If they're given their energy in life 100% to God, they need to live. God's ministers need to be supported. Just like the Levites, when people brought the tithes to the Levites, they could live. But when they stopped bringing the support to the Levites, they couldn't live. They had to go to the fields to work, therefore hindering God's purposes. The way that we manifest on God's economy is by sowing our seed, is by honouring God. To give from what he's given to us, he's given us seed to sow, and he multiplies the seed that we sow and increases the fruits of our righteousness. So we believe God for that. Now, in the physical, giving your money away seems illogical if you want to have an abundance. But God says, if you want an abundance, then you give, you honour me with your substance. And so by doing that and practice that, we can see the manifestation of that. The same with our words. God gives us his words to speak. As we declare them, it's seed being sown. And as it's received in a good ground, then it produces a harvest. So that's the other goal, is to acquire all the necessary resources to accomplish the goals and goal. There's little goals and there's a major goal. And God's work in this all is not that we got to sit here and figure it all out, but we just need something to aim at. And four, to be successful in all good things I set myself to achieve with God. As I'm inspired by God to set goals and to move in a direction, I want to be successful in the good things that God gives me to do. And the way I do that is by listening to God, is by being obedient unto his voice, and to execute whatever he puts in my heart to do. And five, to be led by the Spirit of God and to be pleasing in his sight. You know, we're being led by the Spirit of God. We are pleasing in God's sight. He is very blessed because we're observing to do, we're obeying his voice. And we know in Deuteronomy, it says that, you know, when we do that, that all the blessings of God will come upon us and overtake us. His blessings will chase us down. So in the sensitive realm, it seems an impossible task for me to do these things, to achieve it. But I will achieve it because I'm with God and God's with me. And I'm fully persuaded. I don't have doubts in these areas. I don't let the circumstances dictate my faith. And I don't let it bring my faith down. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world or around me, because God is going to do this. God is going to do the work. That's why we have grace. Grace is the major factor here, that God does the work for us as we submit to him, as we come under his authority in our life and living, in our actions, in our words, in our deeds, in our thinking. So I'm fully persuaded. And you have to be fully persuaded that what God says is yours, is yours. When God says you can be healed and you can manifest healing, you've got to be fully persuaded. When God says you can be abundantly blessed and you can prosper, you've got to be fully persuaded. And when we become fully persuaded by practicing every day, staying with God, our confession, our thoughts, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What we say, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So daily, when I wake up, I thank God for these things, and the last thing at night. Then God inspires me with these little goals to aim at, and in the direction of the major goals, which are leading me to the direction of that major goal, which is God's word all over the world. That's my desire. To see God's word all over the world, from where I am, from my location, not from any other location, but from where I am, and to preach Christ where he hasn't been preached. There's many people that haven't heard the full message of the true gospel of God, which is the power of God unto salvation. So it's a great thing to ask people, what is your desire? What do you want to do with and for God? What has God placed in your heart? And then when we know that, then we can encourage people to write it down, to get clear, to get concerned and definite on your purpose. Then the answers start to come, and the direction and the determination to never give up, and you'll become fully persuaded. And there will be many challenges. Things will come up, and sometimes there will be failures in areas or setbacks. But we never give up. We never, never give up. If you think of Paul, he had many setbacks, but he never gave up. Jesus Christ, you know, he had setbacks, but he walked with God. There was things that hindered, but he still moved forward with faith, knowing that God was with him, knowing that God was able to deliver, knowing that God had the provision for the things in his life. And he ministered with God. He received because he gave. He gave the things that God put in his heart to speak and do. He brought deliverance to people. He wasn't focused on anything in the world like any other goal. His major goal was to do what God sent him to do and to finish the work that God had given him to do. And we can put ourselves in that same light. You know, God has got a goal and a dream and a vision for your life. He's got a future and a plan and an expected end. You know, Jesus Christ paid the price for everything so that we can freely live in this world, that we can be successful in any endeavor we put our heart to do that God's given us to do. So we can be successful with God, and we are successful with God. We call the end result. Always call the end result. We always say what we want, not what we see. We never give up. And this reminds me of a sharing that I once read called The Energy of Your Conviction. And it's where a lady, Tilly Lewis, opened up a tomato factory where her advisors had warned her desire and plan to grow Italian tomatoes would not grow successfully in California. Despite other people's doubts, in that same year, she got the money and her factory was in full operation. You know, so God may put a desire and dream in your heart, but there'll always be people saying, well, you can't achieve that. You know, you're not qualified. You're not in the right location. You don't have the resources. There'll always be people around you, or maybe just outside of you, you know, people that know you from a distance, people that know you from near, that will say that, you know, you can't do this. You're not going to be successful in this endeavor. But we don't give up, right? So listen to this. This really blessed me. So in the early processing plant operation, at a very critical moment, the new steam boilers, which were cooking the ripe tomatoes, broke down. The steam was going out of her boilers. Of course, Tilly Lewis was frantic, but she told the workers to stay where they were, and although what had happened was beyond her control, she did not give up. She went outside, sat down, got quiet. Then she heard in the distance a steam train. She ran back inside and called the locomotive office in that area, and within 2 hours arrangements had been made and a locomotive engine was sitting in a sidetrack pumping steam into her boilers, and her tomatoes began cooking again. Her business became a success. She didn't give up. And in 1973, according to the record, this corporation began by Tilly Lewis did $40 million of business. So we just don't never give up. We don't listen to the other voices, but we listen to the voice of God. We follow through on our convictions. We know what God's put in our heart. We know the desires and dreams that he has put there. And we just be determined to do it regardless of what anyone else says. And we prove God right in our life. And God is faithful. And so when we know what it is, you know, what we want, and we have a picture in mind of our major goal, and we focus on that with God, then God supplies the ideas, the direction, the wisdom, and things begin to open up for us. We just need to stay with God. We need to stay desiring. We need to stay expectant and full of faith. And God will provide the people we need, the resources we need, and the way and the direction to go, despite setbacks, despite roadblocks. We just have to be willing to move forward and not get discouraged to the point we give up. So if you feel tempted to give up and quit, if you've got a goal, if you've got your focus and you just seem that you're not moving forward, just don't give up. Okay, God will make a way where there seems no way. If you're keeping your expectation on God and your faith toward God, he is going to make that way, because God responds to faith. He doesn't respond to the fear and the negatives and the worries and the doubts. He knows all those things are there, but he doesn't focus on that. He responds to words of faith. Without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's in the Hebrews 11:6. So if you want to please God, believe his promises to you, believe the desires and dreams that he's put in your heart. Because believe me, every single person that is a child of the living God has dreams and desires that God has placed in there. And as you grow in faith, he brings them out. He is leading and guiding you to that point. And you will have challenges. You will have situations come up. You will have those setbacks at times. If you look at Joseph, you know, God gave him that dream. And then straight away, he was responded to with negatives. You know, his brothers sold him into slavery, as we know. I've mentioned it many times. And there'll always be something there to try and stop you. You know, we do have a God of this world, but he's beneath our feet. And he's beneath the feet of Jesus Christ. He's beneath your feet. We are moving from above, not from this earthly position. We are seated in the heavenlies. You know, I shared the other week, we're born from above. You know, we got the greatest connection in the whole universe. We're connected to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have direct connection. We have access and boldness with confidence. So when we get tempted, what does God say about this? Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 10:13, and from the International Standard Version, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is unusual for human beings. But God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength. Instead, along with the temptation, he will also provide a way out, so that you may be able to endure it." So when things get tough, you stay with God. You know that God's going to make a way for you. You know that he's got the answers, the solution. And so that's where we keep our faith. And we say what we want in that circumstance. We don't say the problem. We don't confess that. But we confess the solution. We confess the answers. And God's got the answers, and he's always supplying them. In Proverbs 29:18, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." So Proverbs says, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. They've got no aim. They're not aimed at anything. They've got no direction. The word vision in this verse also means a sight, mentally. You know, you've got that image in mind. What's the image of your heart? How do you see yourself? How do you see your future? See, how you see yourself is how you're going to be speaking and what you're going to be aimed at, which may be nothing, right? How do you see yourself? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So God gives us the dream. He gives us the revelation. So what is the picture you hold in your mind of yourself and of your future? How do you see things? If they're not good, then you just change your thinking. You get God's logic. You get God's understanding. What has God shown to you? Or what did the word from God reveal to you of what God has planned for you and wants you to do? What are your real dreams? Your life has a purpose. You're very important. You need to see yourself how God sees you. That's how he sees you. You are not what you see in the senses realm or what others say about you. You are what God says you are. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are prosperous. You are successful. You are victorious. Romans 5:17 says this, "For if by one man's offense, Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." We are designed and we are empowered to rule and reign in this life. And it comes down to how you see yourself, what you say about yourself. God gave Adam dominion, and he was to name everything. okay, the fish, the birds, the insects, everything. He had dominion and authority. He had the authority. And so he lost that, but then he gained, then Jesus Christ gained it back for us. How do you think he done things? There was only him and Eve. He acted like God. He spoke, he called those things. Like he named the animals, he called a lion a lion. He called a bear, for example. So he had the dominion. See, because of Adam's fall, death reigned. Death came into the world. Lack and sickness reigned. Poverty reigned. But because of Jesus Christ, we have received an abundance of grace, God's favor, God's goodness, where God does the work, and the gift of righteousness. We are right before God. Just like Adam was right before God when God first formed and created before he fell. And we shall reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And once we get that right image in our heart and mind of who we truly are, how powerful we are, and how powerful our words are, and we start thinking that way, speaking that way, acting the part, then we will see the manifestation of the power of God in operation. We will see people come from darkness to light. But we got to move with God. We got to allow God to lead us. We got to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, speak by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. And as believers and children and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, we are to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. As believers, God wants his children to exercise this kingly power. He wants his children to exercise the highest and have the greatest influence in this world today and right now. And we can if we believe who we are in Christ. If our life is submitted to God, sold out, you've got to be sold out in your commitments, in everything that you are. Because this life isn't worth selling out to, this worldly life. But this heavenly life, we sell out to. See, Jesus Christ had his vision and godly desires and goals, and he accomplished them by staying focused with God. Jesus always done the will of the Father. God has sent Jesus to fulfill the work God wanted him to do. He was focused, and although there were setbacks and hindrances, he completed his task for God and mankind. We are in Christ, and we are super conquerors. We triumph in every situation. And we say what God says. We got to remind ourselves, we're born again. We're born from above. We are complete in Christ. We are body, soul, and spirit. We operate from the new man, not the old man, not the old habits, not the old patterns, or process of thinking. We operate from the new man of who we are in Christ. This is the mindset we must put on and fill it with God's truth of who we are and what we have in Christ. We set our thoughts on things above. We keep focused daily on God and our main goal and do the things daily which is helping us towards that goal. God is the one directing us, so the work is on God. We do what he inspires us to do every day. Our help comes from Jehovah. It comes from God. He does the work. We do the listening and we execute what he puts in our heart. Every single day there'll be something God will give to you. It may be relaxing. One day you just may not have physical things to do, but you're there. You're speaking in tongues. You're worshipping God. You're saying what God says. Your speech is word orientated. It's heavenly words coming from your mouth. And it's permeating your thoughts, your mind, your body, everything around you. You know, you are a great blessing. See, God works with our faith and is building us up. And he supplies to us the encouragement when we go to him for direction. It doesn't matter one bit whether people agree with you or not. It is what God wants you to do. We are to obey. You're going to be obeying someone or something. So let's obey God. Let's do what he says, and we will have fruit. Our works that we do for God give an account of where we are and what we're thinking and believing and speaking. Noah obeyed God even when it seemed like he was crazy in the world's eyes. He preached and did not turn anyone's heart to God. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He still spoke. No matter the response, he still spoke. He still lived and done what God showed him to do. He was faithful and focused on the vision and goal through his desire to do what God wanted him to do, and he endured to the end. See, God gives the vision. God gives the direction. God told Noah the vision, and he gave him direction what to do, and all Noah had to do was that. And God has given you a vision and direction. Are you hearing his voice through all the different voices of this world? And that's why we need to focus with God. Joshua needed encouragement from God to rise up and go. God told Joshua to say what God was saying, to be strong and of a good courage. The census told Joshua a complete different story. But with the help of Jehovah, he moved forward in victory. His final goal was what God gave him, and he brought many with him. See, your background or your lack of education or your lack of opportunity does not make any difference. When you know your God-given purpose and set your goals with God, the ones that he's given you, and with a burning desire and a vision of yourself completing what God began in you, you will not only reach your goal, but you will help millions of others reach their goal to the glory of God. So these things are just really important. You know, what is your burning desire? What is your vision? What is your goal? Because God's given you. Maybe you've missed them. Maybe you know what they are, but you've lost the passion for it because of the things that have gone in this world. But all you've got to do is refocus the mind back to God and say, Father, you know, take time with God. What is it that you've got for me? What is your purpose for me as an individual within this wonderful body of Christ? How can I contribute and move to you and to see your word move all over the world, that your house is built, your church is built? You know, in Haggai, these guys, you know, were dwelling in their own sealed houses. They made all their houses look lovely, and they earned money which they put into bag with holes. The money wasn't going anywhere. You know, they had clothes, but they weren't warm enough. They ate food, but they wasn't filled. They weren't satisfied in their life. And God says, why? And God says, I blew upon your works, so it didn't come to nothing. God blew upon it. And why did he do that? Because they didn't focus with God. They didn't stay with God. They were focusing on their own lives rather than building God's church, building God's temple. And so God says, consider your ways. So they got refocused. He got reproved them, but then showed them what to do. And so God says, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing. Consider how you're living. Consider where you're going. And so they did this, and they repented. They changed direction, and they came back to God, and they put the right focus there. Because God gave them the focus, he gave them the vision, he gave them direction, and they prospered because they'd done what God said. And that's what we got to do. So if you're not sure about your goals, your vision, your direction, or you have not thought about it, then I encourage you to get quiet with God, ask him to help you. And let me assure you, when you go to God and ask him what it is he wants you to do, and also give God your desires of what you want to do, God will help you see your purpose. Everyone needs a purpose. Everyone needs direction. Everyone needs hope. Everyone needs an expected end. How do you see your future? God's got a future and a hope for you. So I encourage you. For me, it really helped me when I wrote down my vision. and I made it plain before my eyes. I keep it in front of me. That desire is strong in me from the first time I got those desires from God. And watch what God will do for you, because God is doing amazing things for me, and he's going to do it for you. He wants you to be successful. That's his heart. That brings glory to God, and it benefits you. The benefits of God are endless. You know, he really wants you benefited and blessed and moving with purpose. So as you pursue God, he will give you the desires of your heart. God will lead you and guide you and provide for you. He will supply everything and more for you to accomplish your God-given goal and vision and desires. God is the source in every area of your life. He's the source of your supply. God wants you to be successful, healthy, prosperous, and shine in his lights. God wants you to have the right mind, which is the mind of Christ. And he wants it activated in you. And we are the ones to put on that mind, those thoughts. If you see yourself as a failure, then that will follow you. If you see yourself successful and fulfilling your God-given desires and dreams and goals, that will follow you. What we believe in our hearts and say with our mouth, we will receive. God said to me, Lawrence, say what you want, not what you see. I realized I didn't know what I wanted. And so God directed me about having goals, having vision, having a desire, having a definite purpose in life. And we've all got the same definite purpose, the end result, which is to see God's word move all over the world. We may go different directions in our pursuit of that goal, but God is working in you. He wants you so blessed and so encouraged. He is a powerful God. He loves you. He really does have that plan and purpose. Seek him. Seek him with all your heart. In fact, actually, I'm going to finish off with this wonderful verses in Jeremiah. Because God is so faithful. He's a loving God. He's so blessed when we go to him with all our heart, when we become humble. It starts with humility. It starts with us seeing that we have a need for God in our life. And there's many people that don't have God in their life, and they're being okay financially. But what about spiritually? What about within their heart? What about eternally? You know, God wants us to have the full package, and he's given it to us in Christ Jesus. So all we got to do is walk in it. So Jeremiah 29, I just love this. Verse 11, for I, God saying, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord Jehovah, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, give him your desire, seek him with your heart, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me, and find me, God says, when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord Jehovah, and I will turn away your captivity. Whatever captivity you're in, whether it's finances, mentally, physically, emotionally, relationship wise, whatever captivity, when you go to God and you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will deliver you. Our God is a God of deliverance. And he's going to bless you and prosper you and make you very successful, because that's what God wants to do for you. You just got to believe it. So anyway, that's what was in my heart this morning. When I woke up at 7 o'clock, there was lots of things bubbling in my heart. And so I just felt the need to record my thoughts down and share them with you. So you have a fantastic day and week and weekend. And Sunday, the 25th of April, which is my birthday, we also have a leaders meeting starting at 4 p.m. So if anyone really desires to move with God and to get focused and committed and sorted, if you want to join us, if you want to share your desires, your visions, your goals, just send me an email. lawrencetour@live.com, and I'll give you the details if you really desire, only if you desire, because that's what God's looking for, people that desire him above everything in this world. So anyway, God bless you. I'm blessed, and I know you are too.